Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Feel that chat now. Yeah. Shonda Paul. So me go so then. Well, I don't really care what people
say. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up till 2 here on the program. Panthers, they're back on the ice tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes, 7 o'clock. You can hear that on AM 790. Cats coming off a Monday win, 5-3 over the Rangers. And we got Heat action tonight. Heat are on the second night of a back-to-back tonight. They win last night over the Pelicans, 119-108. Another masterpiece from Tyler Hero, 32 points. Comes out in the third quarter. He hits 4 3-pointers in the third quarter. He's just been incredible. Bam Adebayo yesterday was a rebound shy of a triple-double, 23 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists. Duncan Robinson getting it done in 25 minutes. He had 17 points. Jimmy Butler, he got cardio for 25 minutes.
Solid. Just, you know,
what do we, because.
Working his way back.
He's just working his way back, baby.
Hey. This is your fault.
This is your fault.
Whoa, your fault, dude. Let me put it out.
You know what you do.
Minding my own business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then old Tobes went Tobes. But here's my question. Sometimes you wonder if Jimmy goes out there and like does nothing on purpose.
Do I wonder that?
Because, like, he could go score 30 or 40. And then there's nights, like you said, he'll be out there getting cardio. And there's no rhyme or reason. And it's not win-loss related. And I always wonder, is he trying to make a point today? Is he trying to? Because.
Could just not want to step on toes.
If you're the star of a team, no, you're the guy.
You know, I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
He was gone for 13 days. That's 2 weeks.
Let me say this. This whole year, if Tyler was having a bad day, it wasn't a bad day from not trying.
That's
it
true.
Was a bad day from missing shots.
Right.
Jimmy will play a whole entire game and shoot 4 times.
It was one of those weird games, though, you know,
this is not here. I'm not saying this just because of last night.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where I'm coming from. There'll be games. They may win. They may lose. When they lose, we go, why didn't Jimmy shoot the damn ball?
So you think this was on purpose? Like you think he was trying to make
a
point?
I'm asking because
are you accusing him of James Harden behavior?
He does this periodically. Am I not on point here? He does do this a lot more than we come in here and say, wait a minute, Jimmy's supposed to be the star. That means he's supposed to be the guy. Now, the thing about Tyler is Tyler's going to be aggressive. If he only has 15 points and 20 shots, it's not for lack of he just had a bad night playing basketball. You see what I mean? You never come into a game or come. We never talk about a game the next day and say this. We say this about Bam. We say this about Jimmy. We never say this about Tyler. And it's not a knock on him. Say, he didn't shoot the ball well, but he affected the game in so many other ways. No. We need him to affect the game scoring. You're a scorer. If you have a bad night, I could deal with that. But what I can't deal with Tyler is if he didn't shoot the ball. Right? So I feel that way with Jimmy. If Jimmy is the guy, if Jimmy is the star, right? He's supposed to be getting his shots. And sometimes he don't even look to shoot.
He did not look to shoot last night. But
so, what do we make of that?
I don't know what to make of it because is obviously I don't know if he's
he's distraught.
I don't want to say this. Stop saying things on my phone. I don't like it. Can I tell you something right now? Look at me, Frog Boy. I'm telling you right now. I'm not doing a bit here, okay? I want you to stop saying things are my fault. Well, it's not funny. Well, it's not funny to people on Twitter.
It's because it's the
like,
truth.
I don't like getting bad. This is not my fault. This is
You have the audacity to use interview voice in your bit.
What do you mean, dude? I'm not doing a bit.
I've never heard him skip a question.
There's been so many words.
Do you like it? Like
I didn't say that. That's not what my question was.
Does Pat Riley love you?
Obviously not.
Okay. Wait. Should we play the question? Should we show it? Because let people come up to their own conclusions while we sitting here. There's video evidence.
It's not anything that had to do with me, though. He was very, maybe he was just tired of answering questions about it because he did answer 3 minutes straight
you
on.
You his guy.
I'm not his guy. I don't think I'm his guy. Okay. I mean, he does like my eyes, but I don't think I'm his guy. But
I don't know if he likes your eyes anymore.
I mean, I didn't ask him why he hates Pat Riley, Dade South. All I asked was, have you guys talked? And the whole rigmarole of all this stuff. And obviously, he didn't feel the need to share any of that.
The time between the rumors and Pat putting out the statement, any conversation between you and Pat or Aiden and Pat about where things stand and what you're feeling on it?
Next.
Can you blink more than he blinked, dude?
He gave you the look, though. He gave you the look. Look at that look. Look at that look.
Wow, said, dude.
Man, why you coming at me like this? I thought we was boys.
I'm not asking anything that's not unreasonable there.
Look at it.
And I'm tired of being blamed for the rift between them.
Look how he's staring at Toby.
We'll never get him again for media day. He'll never join us again.
Never, bro, dude.
Can't get him anyway.
Wait. You assume they're gonna be here for the next one. Tobin?
What? What does that have to do with anything?
He didn't even talk. He just gave you twisted face.
Wow.
You know twisted mouth mean? He wanna cuss.
Has this ever ended? This look, has this ever ended well? Has anyone given this look and it's ended well?
No.
It's just side eye.
In the words of Tobin, one Brendan Tobin, could be something. Could be nothing.
It's nothing, baby. We're all good.
Oh, why would they do? Now it's nothing. It ain't never not been nothing.
I don't think it's a big deal. Jimmy was just biding his energy. You know, Jimmy's got a game. He's got a game tonight. You know, second night of a back-to-back. He was just saving himself for tonight, baby. You got the Pels. You can cruise against the Pels.
You are fraudulent.
I'm not fraudulent. I don't like that.
If we would have said this, say if that was somebody like Dame or Giannis or De'Aaron Fox, right? And somebody asked them that question, what are your plans with any in-game tweet? You would be like,
I very, very clearly, Jimmy and Pat Riley are not cool right now. Pat Riley told him to keep his mouth shut. Jimmy's dropping, I'll just keep my mouth shut and play basketball during the interview. You know, he's doing his little thing. But he said he's in a good place. He says he's going to compete. Now, his actions did not follow up with that last night.
The way he looked at you, you think there's some nefarious actions coming?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to Marcos. Marcos.
Yeah.
And all the time beforehand, if I replace Jimmy with any other player, how would Tobin be looking at this?
Frosty, dude. Oh, he's on his way out.
That's not true.
Hey, you are a fraud.
You're saying if I was Tobin right now, I'd be like,
yes. You're a fraud. You're like I can't believe you're doing this.
Okay.
You know damn well. You know, you just don't want to say it. No, stop stirring the pot. It's too late. We done made a pot of gumbo with that stirring.
Dude, this is not fair. This is not fair. First of all, I'm not. Can I just say something? Can I just say something right now?
Be honest.
I just want to be clear about something. First of all, I'm being honest, Posh.
No, you're not.
No, I'm being honest. Can I just say something that really is upsetting me? Because it's not a bit. I'm being genuine here. And I want Heat fans and you and Leroy and J-Fig and Stunt Steve and everybody bothering me. And Dade South.
Ethan, you can still go to hell, but this is accurate. Tobin has turned this franchise into Housewives of Biscayne Bay.
You want to know something? Maybe, this is just me, maybe if Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler would actually, I don't know, talk to each other and stop lashing out at my questions or not saying anything, maybe they would be in a much better place.
Oh, man. So it's their fault.
I'm not responsible for other people's words.
Let me ask. Did Damon, what's the dude at Portland?
Cronin?
Did Damon Cronin talk?
No, I don't think they did.
Okay.
I don't think they did.
Just saying.
But nobody blamed Sports Radio. Sports Radio Portland Tobin. Nobody blamed them for the relationship getting ruined. It got ruined because it got ruined. It's not my fault.
Only common denominator, though.
I have said the entire. No, it's not. That's not fair. The common denominator is. The common denominator is. Jimmy not having his munion, which I've said to give him his munion, and everybody's mad at me. I'm telling you to pay him. Pat Riley doesn't want to. How's that my fault?
Why doesn't, and let's be clear, why doesn't Pat want to pay him?
It's a lot of games.
No, don't. See, here's how you get in trouble. Here's how you get in trouble. Like, you could want to pay Jimmy. It ain't your money. Why doesn't Pat want to pay him?
A lot of games.
Okay, so that's where we are with as far as an impasse. And you can ask all the questions you want. It becomes more difficult when Jimmy's not playing. Look at that. Look at
that. Are you hating and pat about where things stand and what are you feeling on it?
Look at that. Listen, I'm not a reader of body language, but he closed his eyes and turned and twisted lip and all that. He was like, are you thinking? He wanted to cuss.
Isn't the best solution in conflict communication?
What?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you, Dr. Phil, you have stirred it up.
I haven't started up. Please stop saying that. Please stop saying I started up. Okay? I asked very reasonable things. I asked reasonable things.
You are not reasonable. Reasonable and your name don't go together. That's where you know you're lying.
The time between the rumors and Pat putting out the statement, any conversation between you and Pat or your agent and Pat about where things stand and what are you feeling on it?
Next.
And he back to the purple hair.
Well, he was pink last night.
Oh.
Going to Inter Miami?
For Neymar.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Stop. You got a role in this. Not a role in the outcome. But the outburst of people, whether you want Jimmy or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have played a pivotal role in this.
No, I haven't. I don't like that. I haven't played a pivotal role. Stop saying that. I don't have a pivotal. There's nobody less pivotal than me.
First of all, your antics have now gotten to the point where people are giving you a twisted face. Pat Riley may never speak to you again.
Why? First of all,
wait, don't act shocked. Why all of a sudden are you shocked?
Okay, first of all I asked Pat Riley was a simple question of not having Jimmy. Let's just get down to brass tacks here. I didn't lead him down the road to tell Jimmy Butler to shut up. Okay, all I asked was, hey, Pat, you didn't have Jimmy. Jimmy says that if he would have played, Boston would be home right now. Boston, the Knicks. Do you feel that way, or do you feel like the gap was too big? He goes in this whole thing, yuck, 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 and then he goes, is, you know, maybe Jimmy built a hate for the Celtics, which he very clearly has. Jimmy hates the Celtics. And then he goes, was that Jimmy trolling or being serious? If you're not out there on the court, you should keep your mouth shut in your talk about this team.
Yes!
Well, but how
yes, you're not even
how,
playing.
But how is that my fault? His words, not mine.
Okay. Who asked the question?
That's not fair.
Did Ira ask the question?
No, but that's not fair.
Okay.
That's not fair. And no, and you don't want to know something? When the pros do it, when it's any of the journalists, nobody gets mad at them. But for me, you guys look at me like I'm some, you know, you look at me as a fox in the hen house as I'm trying to blow up the house. When I want the house together more than anybody.
Because they don't know this damn skit from SNL.
It's not a skit, dude. All I'm doing was...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're a journalistic slut.
What?
You're breaking up Happy Home.
I'm not breaking up Happy Home.
It's not my fault he comes to Tootsie's every day. I just make him feel like a man. That's what you do. You're breaking up these Happy Homes. Poor Jimmy Butler can't even answer your question.
Homewrecker.
I'm not a homewrecker.
You're a homewrecker.
Stop calling me a homewrecker. That's not nice.
And then wait. And then you take it out on us as if we're the ones that push you down this path. You know what? I was enjoying leftover New Year's food and Christmas food and ham and all this stuff. And a bzz, bzz. It was you.
No, because that's because all Bleacher Report just goes, Jimmy Butler to Trade Rumors just goes, next. I'm like, really? That's the part? He said so many things. He said really? So many things. And that's the thing Bleacher Report's going to send out? Yeah. I mean, listen, he did a marvelous job of, you know, dropping the breadcrumbs like he does.
You run a journalistic bunny ranch.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
No.
That's not fair.
Right, Fernando, just own it, Tobes.
I'm not owning it.
You know what? He throws fodder out there, right? He asks these questions. Then when they blow up, he goes, wasn't me.
Why would I want Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler not to get along? I love Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm. But you know who you love more?
What?
De'Aaron Fox.
That's not true. I don't even know if De'Aaron Fox is going to work down here.
Wait, dude, look. It's not me and Marcos. You the first one that came in here with could be something, could be nothing.
Oh, it's something. Right? Listen, I'm not going to sit here and act you like it's nothing. It is something. He very clearly is like, I want my money, and he's not happy with Pat Riley. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Do I think he's going to get traded, though? I don't think he's going to go anywhere.
So here's the question I have. If this all is what it is,
mm-hmm.
right? Is Pat Riley going to risk Jimmy picking up that $52 million option?
No.
Because that went in effect. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know.
I don't think it is a risk. I don't think, I mean, because I think one, if it gets to that point in the summer, I think they would just flip him to another team for something else. I think that's probably the way it would go. If he doesn't pick up the option, let's just say Jimmy Butler looks like, you know, washed as all hell by the end of the year, and nobody in a million years would pay him a $50 million salary next year, which I don't think is going to happen. But let's just say that did. No, I think that if he was that upset, they would deal with it in the offseason, and they'd probably come to an amicable end.
Yeah, but the problem is that you need him to be in a place where he can perform when you need him to perform.
But how does that? But here's the thing with that. How
you
are
see what I mean? That's the problem.
But him wanting, but him. Okay, but if he has to impress other teams, right? Doesn't he have to play well? Like, can he really dog it?
James Harden keep getting jobs.
James Harden was in his 20s when he did that, though, dude. Not 35.
Which is my point about giving him an extension.
Yeah, but you're saying like he's going to go and pull the dog it moves. Like, you can't really do that at his age. You have to show that you still
but
got
he's
the juice.
Still not playing.
He's going to have it tonight. I'm telling you right now. He's bringing the thunder tonight. I'm telling you right now. Smells like a Jimmy. You smell that?
What's that?
Smells like a Jimmy Butler triple-double tonight.
And
I'm telling you.
And you know what's funny, Marcos?
Yeah.
This is how he gets around it. This is how he gets around sending
I'm not getting that.
To the yoke.
That's not fair.
This is how he gets.
That's not fair.
He comes on the next day. Dude, I told you.
But I believe in Jimmy Butler. You guys are the guy. No. I just want to say, what I think happened last night was getting his feet wet, Yeah. Didn't want to rock the boat too much. You guys are sitting here saying he made a statement last night. Oh, he made a statement.
No,
he was doing that on purpose.
He was bothered.
That's you guys. Hey, you guys are pot stirrers, not me.
Tobin.
No way.
Where do we get this from?
I don't know.
Now all of a sudden you're playing dumb.
I don't know.
It's you.
What do you mean, dude?
Dude, I have fought you for 8 years over that's nothing, and you. Well, I don't know.
I don't sound like Scooby-Doo.
You right? Gonna tell us it's nothing?
At the time between the rumors and Pat Finette's statement, any conversation between you and Pat, are you hearing Pat about where things stand and what are you feeling on it?
Next.
Hey.
Perfectly reasonable question. You could have just said
lucky, no. You're lucky he did it in a nice way because he likes your eyes.
That's true.
Because he looked over.
That's why it hurt
like
the most.
He was about to
why
come
did it
out.
Hurt? It's like, oh, baby Blue's going to ask me this right now?
Yeah. I cannot believe just that's me. Me, I thought.
Thought we were friends, yeah. Baby Blue.
Listen, all I know
just
is.
I'm trying to mend fences.
If I were saying the same things that you were saying, right?
Vlad says he hates me.
Right now, you would be having a parade. Over with all the stuff that you pull from those comments and look.
You guys
now all of a sudden you're like, it's nothing.
I didn't say it's nothing. I just think it's. I'm not saying it's nothing. I'm just saying I don't think he's dogging it on purpose. I didn't think last night Jimmy Butler dogged it on purpose.
I didn't say he was dogging.
You said he. No. You're implying he went into cruise control last night.
But how many minutes did he play? 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So over a half of basketball.
Five shots.
Okay, what would you classify that as a guy who you said we need 56 point Jimmy?
They didn't need it last night, dude.
No. Okay, but here's the thing. When you pick and choose when you can do it and can't do it, what happens when you can't, when you want to?
I'm telling you, last night, he was just like, we got to go. Did you see last night? You know, we shouldn't even focus on this. Did you see our young core last night?
Hey, stop it. No, because I know when they were in the game.
Because
Now we just get one text. Respect.
We'll hear a little bit from Khalil Ware last night. Back after this.